Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to The DM with Audrey, Brianne, and Tyree.
On last week's episode, we reviewed the film Saltburn, which you should definitely check out.
And on this week's episode of The DM, we'll be reviewing The Little Mermaid.
Hey there. So today we're going to talk about the film The Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid was directed by Rob Marshall from the screenplay adaptation of David McGee, and it's loosely based on Hans Christian Andersen's 1837 fairy tale. So the release date was May 8th, 2023, but this has been in the talks, I believe, for a long time. And then when they started filming, it was in COVID. So it's been pushed a couple times. So it finally came out May 8th of 2023. The costume designer is Colleen Atwood, is known for Alice in Wonderland, Chicago, Bombshell. She has won 4 Academy Awards. I believe she's been nominated 12 times, but she's getting ready to work on the new Beetlejuice. So that's exciting.
Ooh, and that's fun.
Yeah, right. So the plot of The Little Mermaid, I'm going to try to do this. Everyone should know the plot of The Little Mermaid. Basically, Ariel is the youngest daughter of King Triton. He's the ruler of the merpeople in Atlantica. And she's just fascinated. Ariel's just fascinated by things that she finds around, trinkets that are dropped in the ocean from humans, even though she's never seen a human before, because Triton forbids her to go above water because Ariel's mother actually was killed by a human. So that's why her dad is trying to protect her from humans. So Ariel sees fireworks in the sky, and she is fascinated by the fireworks, and she sees the ship with these people on it. And basically, she sees this boy, Prince Eric. There's a storm that night. The ship is in a wreck, and Prince Eric goes overboard, and she rescues him, and she brings him ashore, and he's drowning. And she has this voice. I don't know what the voice is called, y'all, but she has the sound of something, and that's what brings him back to life by her singing, pretty much. And then she goes back into the ocean, and she can't stop thinking about Eric. And Ursula, I believe is her aunt, is an octopus played by Melissa McCarthy, and she tells Ariel that she can have legs if she kisses this boy. And yeah, that's pretty much the story. I don't know. I don't really want to read what the story is, but in overall, that is the story of The Little Mermaid. They fall in love in the end. And yes, it's a Disney tale.
And we are not spoiling you, telling you that they get married in the end. I mean, this has been around for ages, y'all. So please, please, none of that. No spoilers, anything. Because come on now. But I think that was a good overview of what the story is. It isn't very complicated. It's really straightforward. And this is a remake. So I shouldn't say remake. It's actually a live action? Is this what they consider it?
Yeah, because the first one was the animation. So this is a live version.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. I think for a live action version, it plays quite a bit on the animated version. There's not much that differs. So as far as the cast goes, I'm going to try, because this girl, Hallie, I always say I want to call her Halle Berry so badly every single time, because it's Hailey Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Halle Berry. No, I'm kidding. no, guys. Okay, so it really is Halle Bailey. That's a tongue twister. But she plays Ariel. Ariel's a curious, adventurous, and headstrong mermaid princess and King Triton's youngest daughter who's fascinated with the human world. I will just say that her casting was very controversial in the entertainment world and the world in general, because she is African-American. And I just guess people felt some kind of way about it. I mean, I don't think it was divided. I think that the majority were into it. Like, I think the majority were so in favor of representation and just a different look and a whole different vibe. And I'd say the minority were people who were against it. It did like cause a bit of like raves, I guess, when she got cast. Cause I think, you know, most people, we know the animated version, it's a white girl with red hair. So I think that was just maybe our initial, what we thought it would be. And Disney went real left, but in a great like twist of events, they, I think, did wonderful casting. Jonah R. King. Is that how I say his name?
I believe so.
Jonah R. King plays Eric, Prince Eric, an adventurer and a free-spirited human prince whom Ariel falls in love with after saving him from drowning. Eric King described his character as restless and inquisitive about where he is in the world like Ariel. Melissa McCarthy, as Tyree said, plays Ursula. Ursula is a treacherous and conniving sea witch and King Triton's estranged sister, with whom Ariel makes a deal to become a human, which is secretly part of Ursula's plan to conquer Atlantica. And then lastly, we have Javier Bardem as King Triton, Ariel's strict and overprotective father and the ruler of Atlantica, who was prejudiced against humans due to the death of his wife at the hands of one of them. That's kind of barbaric. Like, I'll be honest, when you were saying that, like, her mom got killed by a human, I was like, whoa, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Like, I knew she didn't have a mom, but I never knew it was that she got killed and that it was by humans. I'm like, ooh, it's dark.
It just alludes to it. I think
they gloss over it in the animated version. But yeah, I never knew that.
There are a couple more people, but mm-hmm. I want to go back to what you said about Halle being casted as Ariel.
Yes.
And I think based on talent, they picked the right person. Based on looks, they picked the right person. And I think that it's a Disney movie, so representation matters, especially for like little girls, little boys, and even mm-hmm. us as grown people. But it's also an animation, so the person does not need to look exactly like the character. And I think that people just took that like too far. And that's just me being a fan of Halle, but also just a person in general. Yeah. It's like, it doesn't have to be so literal, you know?
Yeah.
Based on talent, she got the role. That's that.
That's that on that. And yeah. I think going into the wardrobe of this film, Colleen is highly esteemed. I mean, when you hear her name, you know they're serious about some Oscar contention. Because she's been, as you mentioned, nominated so many times over the course of her career. Colleen is, I definitely bow down to the woman. She's done a lot of great work. And on this particular film, I mean, she probably had her challenges given that like mermaids are part of folklore. Like, we don't have a real reference to go off of. Like, it really, it can be what you want it to be. Like, sure, we have the cliche what a mermaid looks like, but like, you can still veer off that course as an envisionary.
Visionary.
There we go. You can veer off of that. And so I think that as a costume designer, I would hope that Colleen had a fun assignment in doing that. Yeah, I think that would probably be the challenge, is not just the look of it, but the mechanics of a fin.
Right.
Like having a tail, you know?
I think it said, I looked at a couple interviews of Colleen in this movie, mm-hmm. and it said that she, one, she faced challenges with like CGI. And then the second thing she faced challenges on was the water. Like, what articles of clothing look like underwater, or like what they're mm-hmm. supposed to look like, and then like being wet but then they're dry, like mm-hmm. I don't know. I think she did face challenges, but I do think that she did a great job. And I also want to say that Jodie Benson was the voice of the original Little Mermaid, and she was actually in the film in the town, and she gave Ariel like the fork the thingamabob.
I think that cameo was so cute. I love that little nod. Like, yeah. I know what she looks like. So, like, when I saw her pop up, I was like, oh my God, it's Ariel. And she went to the premieres too of the films. Like, she, I saw her at least at, like, at two of them. And it was really cute because her and like Hallie had like just these very cute moments together. And it was just seeing like old and new and like young and old like come together again. And yeah. I think it was great to see someone of her generation, Jodi, be so supportive of Hallie. I think that that was really classy. And I think that, like Tyree said, like they did such a wonderful job in casting her. Like, I was just concerned about what her hair was going to look like because it is such fire engine red hair in the animation. But I was like, ooh, are they going to do that to the to poor girl? And like the way that they went about coloring her hair, I would say hair and makeup deserve a really big congrats on this too, because that was quite a feat to have to make her a redhead but make it suit for her coloring and the rest of the coloring.
And she has dreadlocks.
Exactly. Like, for it to be locks, for it to be red, like they had a lot, you know, on their plate. It was such pretty hair. Like, I thought that her hair was so pretty in the film. And like, I mean, just for like memorabilia's sake, I bought a Barbie doll from this round of merch because I did it for Little Audrey because Little Mermaid is my favorite Disney movie. And I didn't see this in theaters. I watched this with my niece at home. I got the doll because I just was like, that's for Little Audrey. Because like I always had Ariel dolls. That was always like what I played with. But they were, of course, they were the white ones. That's all we had back in the 90s when this came out originally for Disney. And so, yeah, I got Little Audrey, her own Hallie Bailey mermaid. And it sits on a shelf. And I don't know, it just makes me happy every time I see it. I don't have it out, like, displayed. It's in a closet. But, like, it just makes me happy to have that. And I just got it because, like, maybe someday I can, like, if I have a daughter or a child, like, I can show them that, like, look it. Like, Little Mermaid was, like, that looks like mommy. Like, and I think that would be really cool. Yeah. But it was a cute film. Did you like it?
I loved it. I actually did see it in theaters. I saw it twice in theaters. Now that I'm thinking about it,
I wish I had, to be honest, like, yeah, seen it in theaters.
The first time I saw it was at the Korean theater. So it had subtitles, and I never really watched a movie with subtitles. And then I saw it again. But I really liked the liveliness. Like, I liked the colors, the vibrance. Mm-hmm. I loved that Prince Eric had a black mom. I don't know. That was a new character to the film. And if he's a prince, I assume that she's a queen. So I think, like, I don't know. Like, Disney did a really good job, like, adapting this to a real time setting, like time frame, yeah, setting of like being referenced of other people. I did not like Ursula's alter ego.
Vanessa, you didn't like, yes, her?
Mm-mm.
Oh no.
I don't even remember her, but I know I didn't like her. But that's her character, you know, you're not supposed to, yeah, like her. And yeah, I just love the casting. I love Javier Bardem. And I think that they did an amazing job. I do know that Awkwafina was in it. She was the seagull, but she wasn't really
scuttle.
And then David Diggs played Sebastian. And I like him too.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't go into it with any opinion because I tried to be as open-minded as possible, given that it's an animation turned live action. So there's just going to be different liberties that have to be taken. And you can't, like you said, you can't make it so literal. And so, like, if you go in, I feel like you're going to make yourself maybe disappointed going in being very literal about an adaptation like this. I'm trying to think if there's anything else with the costumes to say, really, because
one last thing. Colleen said she didn't want to do seashell bikinis for, like, why? Ariel and all the sisters. I don't know, but if you look at the photo of the sisters, none of them have seashells. They all have like different kinds of tops. So I think that she didn't want to be too literal as well, or like, like what we think a mermaid would look like is a seashell bikini and some fins or something. So she kind of was creative. Seashell
bikinis. But that's cool that she took, like, again, I think that's cool that she went on a different path with that and didn't do the seashells. I'm just thinking from the animation when I always, that was a little part of the wardrobe that I did like is the seashell bikini tops. But you know what I will say? I didn't even notice. Like, you saying it right now is my first time noticing that. So she did a great job. Because, like, it's not like I was sitting there being like, where are the seashells? Like, I was just more taking in all the visuals since there was so much to look at. And in the scene with the sisters, like, there was just a lot to take in. Simone Ashley played one of the sisters, didn't she?
I am not too sure.
I think she did. Because she's kind of on a little uptick herself. But I think this was a cute movie. My niece Harper loves it. Yeah, it was a great venture for Disney. And I think box office wise, it was really successful for them.
Yeah, it did really well. I think almost 500 million, I want to say.
Oh my gosh, that's half a billion.
Yes.
That's crazy.
And I think one last thing before we go into the red carpet is it was filmed over 2 years, I want to say, in London. And I watched like all the press for this. And some of the scenes, it was just Ariel and Eric. And then it was just like the voices of the other people. So sometimes they weren't even like acting with each other.
Interesting. That must have been hard.
Yeah.
So now we can get into red carpet. And Tyree, I'm going to let you start because, as he said, this is his girl. So I'm going to let him get to it.
Yes. Okay. So Halle Bailey is styled by Nicole Goodman. Nicole Goodman doesn't really have any other clients. She has worked with KJ Moody, who styles Beyonce. But other than that, she's just worked with Halle. I think Chloe a couple times, but anyway, she works with Halle. The first outfit that we're going to talk about is actually from the Little Mermaid world premiere, which was in 2023. The gown is Valdrin Sahidi with Donna Kemp jewelry and Stefari jewelry. And this gown is basically a blue sequin gown. It has an oversized bust that looks like seashells. It goes all the way to the ground. And yeah, there's not much to explain. It's very body conscious. She has an open neck. She looks like an expensive mermaid. And she's on a blue carpet with blue, like sequins, blue and silver sequins, but she still sticks out. What do you think about this?
I think it's very spot on. And I'm going to say my real thoughts, because y'all know I don't keep them in. I don't like this, but it works for what it is. Like, this is so specific to like what this premiere is, what this movie is, what this moment is. They almost had to do this. So it's like, I don't like it, but I completely get it. Does that make sense? Of like, I don't like it, but I get it, you know?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I love it. I mean, I get what you're saying. It's like, it is kind of almost like very literal to the Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
But it works for this. It's the world premiere of this movie. She looks expensive. She kind of looks like she's like melting into the carpet, which is kind of cool. And I love shiny things. So yeah, I love this.
I don't think they could have done any better because like you said, like going into it a little bit more than just that I didn't like it. The fit's impeccable. The bodice is literal. The material and fabrication, very literal as far as the shine and the color. But I mean, everything is spot on. I love that they did not put her in a necklace. She didn't need it. They have the correct type of earring in. They have some rings just to give her a little bit of bling on her fingers. Like, just everything about this, I'm like, oh, this is like formulaic. Like, I completely understand the assignment. They understood the assignment. So this is by no means was I like hating. I just don't like it. Like if this was on any other carpet, I would probably rip it to shreds, to be honest. Yeah. But where it is, it's just, I don't think they could have had a better step forward than what they put her in. Next look is the 2024 Academy Awards, and this is a Dolce & Gabbana gown with De Beers jewelry. And the gown that she's wearing is like a Tiffany blue, I'll call it. It's very like pastel though, like it's not as saturated as the Tiffany blue, but like think of that color blue in a more pastel and airy sort of situation. It is an all-over pleated dress. The pleating is a lot more sharp and like fitted at her bodice because it's like a corset bodice, but it's pleated all over. And there's also like boning that is outlined in the Tiffany blue color. It's got a pretty prominent waistband to it that's thick. And then her skirt, her full gown skirt, balloons out. It looks like this is some sort of chiffon of kind, but like it's pleated chiffon, and you can see just a little hint of the outline of her undergarments. Like she's wearing either a bodysuit or a matching panty, like a high brief, but you can see her like that her legs are like showing through the dress. I can't tell what she has on her hands because this particular photo, her hands are behind her back, but she's got a beautiful drop pendant necklace on that's diamond. Her hair is braided and like twisted, like she's got locks in, but like it's like they've like twisted them up into like little buns all over her head, like a chignon kind of look. And then she has some sort of like stud diamond earring in. What do you think, Tyree?
I love this. I think that she, I almost called her Ariel. Hallie like embodies a princess or like mm-hmm. someone regal. And I think that this dress with the color, I think the color is like remarkable, but I also think that it's cool that they played on like sheer fabrics and then have like the bodysuit or that like kind of high brief under it, but it's all the same color. So it's like this monochromatic look. It's like sexy, but not. It's sophisticated. It's like, it's very well thought out. And just the fit is incredible. Yeah, I think she looks great. This is a good, I don't believe she was nominated for an Oscar. I don't know if she presented or anything, but this is a great Oscar outfit to attend the award show.
Totally. I think that, like, again, they are on point with their fit. So kudos to the stylist and major kudos to the tailor or tailoring team behind her, because this is kissing the ground the way that it should. It's cinched in at the waist the way that it should be. That is a difficult bodice that she's wearing. And I mean, although she's obviously very in shape, fitting it is a whole other story, because like, it's like she's poured into this dress. Mm-hmm. Like it's literally like they took her and like poured her into it, is how perfect everything is. Not a perfect designer, and I won't go into it, but that that was a miss. I think that she looks like a Disney princess. I think if that's what they were going for, which I'm sure they were, homework assignment complete, A++, because she does. She just looks like the perfect little Disney princess in this.
After that dress, Hallie attended the Vanity Fair Oscar after party, and Hallie is wearing off-white. Bear with me while I describe this dress. It is a mock neck, long sleeve gown that is lace. I believe it has like some sort of dark midnight blue or like purplish tone to it. It's a lace all over. There are different variations of laces from the shoulders have like this like fishnet type lace. And then there's lace with like star or flower pattern, and it goes all the way down to the ground. At the ground, it's a dark, dark blue or black color, and it's lace again, but it feels like it's like what a dip dyed. So it kind of looks nude at the top, but you can't really see under it. And then at the bottom, it's just like extremely dark, but still lacy. And her hair is up. She has one piece dangling down. And this is what she wore to the Vanity Fair after party. What do you think?
I think that this is interesting. There's some athleisure moments to and elements to this. I think that's where the off-white comes through in it, is like there's some piping on this dress. It's, I think it's white, but from the mock neck down all the way to the sleeves, is piping on, like, piping detail. And so to me, that just screams, like, right away, I think athlete, like, I think Adidas, like, it just makes me feel very, like, ready to wear. It was said that it was off-white. I was like, oh, I get it. Like, I get why that piping is there. Because I kind of was questioning it
before I knew the designer.
I thought that this was, like, Roberto Cavalli or something.
Okay.
Yeah, like a Roberto. I thought it was vintage also. I thought that this was from the archives of a designer. But yeah, I think that it's nice. The tailoring is great. I just keep going back to the tailoring because I'm like, wow, like, y'all really get it right here. Yeah, just the piping's a little unexpected, but kind of different for me. But like overall, she looks great. You would never think this is off-white. Like, at least I would never. Like, this is not, even if you gave me 10 choices, this is not, like, off-white isn't one of them that I would have ever come up with. So I think that's actually kind of cool for the brand.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, wow, like, you guys had this major home run moment at the Vanity Fair after party. And like, people wouldn't have guessed it was you. Like, this is very outside the box for off-white. What do you think?
I love this. I think I'm just going to love
everyone. I know. You're like, I love it.
I did not know that this was off-white. I was thinking like Roberto Cavalli, like a Reem Acra, or like something that does something more like delicate. I like this because it's not black. So like, I had a tough time trying to figure out like what color it is. It's like either a blue or purple. And then it's really cool that it's like nude, and she does nude in such like a demure way where I don't know if she's wearing a bodysuit. I don't know what it is, but she doesn't reveal anything, if that makes sense. Somebody would have done like a panty line or like something that like is like, oh, you can see that they're not wearing anything under it. Mm-hmm. So I do like that. It's an after party. That piping, I don't really like the piping down her arm. But overall, like, her body is snatched and they fit her gowns, like, to her body.
This next look is, this is so difficult to describe, even though it's so, like, straightforward. So bear with me. This is Hallie at the 2024 NAACP Image Awards, and she is wearing custom Nicole Felicia Couture. What's Hassan Sadi? Is that part of the name?
I think her jewelry, sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. And her jewelry is by Hassan Sadi. She is in an emerald green strapless gown that has a sculpted bodice that basically looks like tulips. Like, it looks like tulip petals. If you took a tulip, two tulips, and like spread them, like one to cover each side of her body, that is what it looks like, because it's very sculpted. It's pleated. It's like twisted and wrapped around her. There's a lot of detail at her waistline. Like, that's where it's like doing the twisty stuff. And then it's almost like the petals are sort of like at her hips, if that makes sense. And there's a bit of an overlay because the petals, like, it goes down and it's form-fitting over her hips. But then there's like a panel that goes down the middle. It's all one piece of fabric, like, coming together. But it looks, there's this illusion of paneling going on, given the hip detail. We can't see her shoes because it's a full length gown. Her jewelry looks just like some strategically placed rings. And she has some sort of a really nice angular diamond drop earring on. And her hair is down. She's got her signature locks in, but like, her hair is down and off her shoulders. So it's like behind her. So we see a lot of like negligee. What are your thoughts on this?
I like the color. I like the detail. I like the detail in the bust area. I think you described it well. Like, it does look like a flower. I feel like there might be a few things missing. Like, I think when the flower goes to the skirt detail, there should maybe be like a belt there or something that separates those two. Mm-hmm. And then I think the bottom, it looks like she likes kind of this like mermaid style, but I wish it was more just like straight down to the ground, because it looks like there's like extra fabric behind it. So I wish it was just like straight and then did like a slit in the back so she could walk or sit or whatever. But I feel like there is some extra fabric, and it might be because of this type of fabric that they're using that it doesn't like look, maybe that's not what it looks like, but in this photo, that's what it looks like. But I think those are my only things, but I do love the color. I think she looks great. What are your thoughts?
I think that they styled this really well, because this is difficult. This is really intricate and involved in the, especially in the bodice. And like, they could have messed this up majorly by putting her in a necklace. They do a good job, she and her stylist, of knowing when to put jewelry and when not to put jewelry on her. So this was jewelry wise, accessory wise, really good placement. But yeah, I think a belt could have benefited here. I think that a different shape and silhouette of skirt could have elevated the moment. It's very nicely tailored. Again, like, they're tailoring, like, they should never part ways because they know what they're doing. But there's just some little, like, you almost want to take it and start tweaking it a little bit at the hip down, and especially around her like knees down is where you really want to like get in there and just be like, let's just make sense of this a little bit better. But it's a pretty color, A for color, because like, we don't see this color very often on the carpet, and I feel like when people do, it's a really bold color, emerald green, to do. So you better come correct if you're going to do this color. And so it's a really nice showing that they provided us with in this color. But yeah, it's fine. It's not her best. Like, this compares nothing at all to the first two looks, like the Academy Awards and the Little Mermaid world premiere, like, not comparable at all.
Yeah. So the last one is the 2024 Grammy Awards. Hallie is wearing custom Gucci, and this is a very simple dress. It's a nude color, kind of like a brown nude color. It's sequined all over. It's see-through. She's wearing a nude brief. And I don't think she's wearing anything on the top. It goes all the way down to the ground. She has a train in the back. Her hair is down, very wet looking. And she is wearing a drop necklace that actually attaches kind of by her neck, but it drops down like through her bust area, because that's, or like the cleavage area. Yeah, it's very simple. Very just shimmery. What are your thoughts?
Out of all her looks, this to me is the best. I love it. I'm biased because I love Gucci. So like, the minute I saw her in it, I thought she was in Gucci. They said she was in Gucci, and I was like, get it, Gucci. Because this is just such a good look for her. Like, this is how she does sexy. I love that, like you were saying earlier, Tyree, that like, she's, I'm going to say conservative, because she is. I think that she dresses conservatively on the carpet, but she does it in a way that like, we're not looking at her being like, oh, you might as well be a pilgrim back from like those days. It's not like that kind of conservative. It's just, she's not showing everything all at once. Like, for this outfit, I mean, there's a hint of nipple outline that we're getting. So she's not unwilling to risk it, but I think that she knows how to balance just how much to give the audience. She's not going to give it all up at once. She's not going to give you, here's cleavage, here's, you know, mini dress, here's leg, here's thigh, here. She's not going to give that all to you at once. She's like, we're going to elevate and highlight some parts, and then other parts we're going to let like be a little bit more demure. And I think that, again, this necklace is so good.
Right.
Like, they are so good with their accessorizing, because I'm like, yes, y'all put her in that drop necklace. Like, I see you. I just, the snaps all around for her. Like, I just can't say anything better about this. I think she was one of the best dressed at the party. How about you?
I love this.
Not at the party, at the awards.
I love this. I think she looks very expensive. She looks sophisticated. She looks like she's the party girl. Like, there's so many looks into this one look. And I think the color that they got a spot on, the shine that they got a spot on, that necklace detail, it's like, I don't know how many people would have thought of that, but her team, Nicole, and just like thinking like, okay, how do we do something cool, but subtle, which I think is like really cool. And then yeah. like you're saying, she doesn't give too much away. It's like, yes, you can see possibly like a nipple outline, but even if you look at her skirt, like where the brief is, it kind of looks like it's like darker where her legs are. It's like, mm-hmm. it's kind of like she knows what to give and what not to give. And like, yeah. I feel like she knows her body. Her team knows her body. She knows her body. And they just, yeah, they knock it out of the park with fit and
yeah.
We're just like, yeah.
We're both like, yeah. Proportions are something they are very good at, is what I will say. In both the garments, the apparel that they choose, and the accessory choices that they make. And what I love just about this necklace that I'll say is, even though it is so deeply dropped between her cleavage, what is so mesmerizing to me is like, that's not even the focal point.
Right.
Like, that's not even where your eye goes to looking at this dress. You're not like, ooh, cleavage, and like mesmerized by it. Like, I look at her waistline. Yeah. I look at the hip area. I even went so far as to look at the train on her dress, because I was like, ooh, what's that doing? Like, my eye went to other places than between her chest. And I think that that is masterful of them to be able to do that kind of proportioning. I don't think people really maybe understand how like comprehend that is very, very difficult to do. And they are doing such a beautiful job at it.
Yeah.
I guess that's it for the episode.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you so much for joining us in another episode of The DM with Audrey Brienne and Tyree, where we reviewed The Little Mermaid. You'll find links to The Little Mermaid's homepage and streaming services in the description box below. A special thank you to Nearby Sound for our theme song.
If you enjoyed the show, please introduce a friend to our work. Tell them to like, subscribe, and follow. Follow us on the DM.net or on Instagram at Audrey Brienne and at Tyree Style. The DM is produced by Audrey Brienne and Tyree.